Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Hope you had a great weekend, a safe weekend. Best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. The great Will Ferrell will join us coming up next hour. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll check in on the Dallas Cowboys, who have a new quarterback, technically a backup quarterback, but also technically a starting quarterback for the previous nine seasons. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. You can watch on youtube.com/TheDanPatrickShow, listen on the great radio affiliates around the country, the Fox Sports Radio lineup. And if you want to go into the chat room, Tyler, the moderator, is there. We say good morning to the chat room. The chat room, they're on the clock. They have some opportunities here. They have presented some T-shirt possibilities, and I will let the chat row decide that by Friday, and then we will make up T-shirts for the chat row. That's our locker room. If you go in there, be prepared. They come to play. Poll question, McLovin, what do we have from the first hour?
So I put up, would the Bulls have won 8 straight titles if Michael Jordan never left to play baseball? 65% say yes, they would have won 8 straight.
I don't think they would have. And the reason is, I do think Michael Jordan was suffering burnout when he won his third title and decided to go play baseball. It felt like he needed a break from being Michael Jordan, Air Jordan. And I think baseball allowed him to have a little bit more of that fresh air, hit the reset button, and then he came back with a vengeance to win 3 in a row again. The Knicks were good then. Indiana was still good then. Houston was good then. I think it would have been a little bit tougher for them. You know, they went through Utah, went through Seattle. They went through Phoenix. I think Mike, I just don't think he would have won. He might have won 2 more. I don't think he would have won 3 more after that. I don't think he would have gone 8 for 8. But I do think that he probably, he might have ended up with 6. It just wouldn't have been 3 here, 3 there. It might have been 5 in a row and then 1 more after that at some point. But I don't think he would have gone 8 for 8. I do think this took a toll on him because everywhere they went, he was Michael Jordan. He didn't have a night off, didn't take a night off, didn't take a day off from practice. He played hard. I mean, off the court, gambling, playing golf, I mean, running a business. I think it was an awful lot that Michael Jordan took on. And I do think that at some point, he was going to hit the wall. Yeah, Paul.
My favorite moment of the documentary last night is they're showing the NBA All-Star game, I think, in Jordan's last year. And they're hugging and kissing as the game's over. And Gary Payton goes to give him a hug. And Jordan goes, hey, man, hopefully see you in the finals. And Gary Payton goes, oh, yeah, you guys will be there. He goes, I'm not talking about us. I know we're going to be there. Because Gary Payton got confused.
I always go back to when we were covering the NBA finals on SportsCenter. And, you know, the great PR department with the Bulls, they'd always say, look, we're going to tell Michael that you want to have him at least once or twice after wins. And so they then they came back and they said, Mike said, hey, tell Dan Patrick I'll come on after we win the championship. Not if we win the championship. It was tell him I'll always come on, because he was going to come on after, if you win four, you win the title. I didn't always get him other times. Occasionally you get Mike twice in a series. I'd get Phil Jackson when they would win. But you didn't want somebody, if they lost, you were respectful to them. You know, you would have guys, if Utah won a game, and I'd have Karl Malone or John Stockton come in. It was different back then. And, you know, Michael would always say, tell him I'll come in after we win the championship. And he lived up to that. When they won, he came in and sat down. All right, so that's the poll question. And if you'd like to be involved in that, go ahead. You can vote in that. You can also dial us up as well. Email us. NFL headlines, Andy Dalton is now a Dallas Cowboy. And we'll talk to Tim Callishaw of the Dallas Morning News around the horn about this. Is this more about Andy Dalton, or is it more about Dak Prescott? Is it more about Jerry Jones short-term or long-term, what they're trying to do there? So we'll talk to Tim about that. Will Ferrell will also join us coming up a little bit later on in the program. Every year, NFL writers put out draft report cards. And it's fun to read. You know how I am with mock drafts and grades after the draft. I just sort of look at it with amusement. You know, I try not to get too invested in it. You know, there's a pass-fail grade for every team. And, you know, we do this. Really, this is what it's about after three seasons. That's why I always say, after three seasons, you're going to know where that player stands with your team, how well your team did in the draft. I know it's not fun. It's not fair. You want us to give you an opinion right away. And it's difficult to do that, because let's say I look at the 2017 draft. All right, so we're 3 years removed from the 2017 draft. Mitchell Trubisky, Solomon Thomas, Leonard Fournette, Corey Davis, they're not going to be back with their respective teams after this year. Is that a bust? Yes, those are top five picks. Four of the top five reportedly didn't have their fifth-year option picked up. I mean, no surprise Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson had theirs picked up, but the Bears with Trubisky, the Niners with Solomon Thomas, who I thought was going to be great, Jags running back Leonard Fournette, who did have a good year last year, Titans receiver Corey Davis, who's going to go up or go down as one of the bigger busts, and this is a wide receiver you're taking in the top, and I think fifth overall. On draft day, we get to see highlights. Everybody looks great. That's why it's called a highlight package. They don't show bad. That's what they should do. Let me just show you how bad this guy can be. Wouldn't that give you a different interpretation of how good they really are? Hey, we tried to find some bad things with this guy. We just couldn't find anything. Today's a good reminder. It's not how the NFL actually works as teams make key decisions for the future of their franchise. And that's why when you look, doesn't it feel like all of those draft picks were great? It felt like every draft, that makes sense. Oh, I could see, Isaiah Simmons is going to be a beast. Oh, CeeDee Lamb with the Cowboys is going to be unbelievable. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, oh, he's going to work out with the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, we don't know. We think we do. And that's why you have guys who lose their jobs, because their job is to assess talent coming out of college. And, you know, most importantly, quarterbacks. Quarterbacks now, wide receivers, and it feels like offensive tackles. Those are really hard to say, I got an idea who's going to be great. And they still haven't gotten down that formula, because it's in an inexact science. It really is. But we want grades. Everybody wants grades. I always caution, because I think we put too much pressure on. When we have mock drafts, that's pressure you put on those kids. And then when they start to fall, what do we say? Oh, what's wrong with him? It might be you doing the mock draft. That's what's wrong with this. He didn't pick himself. It's not like Aaron Rodgers goes, hey, I'm going to pick myself. He thought he was going one overall. Went all the way to the end of the first round. Oh, what's happening to Aaron Rodgers here? No, it's you and your mock draft. Adam Schefter just tweeted, NFL plans to release preseason, regular season schedule later this week. One league source said that he doesn't think any international games are coming this year. Yeah, I don't see how that's possible, playing games in London. The Jags just said, thank you. We're good. We don't need to export this quality football here. So they're going to release that next Saturday. They're going to give you preseason. They're going to do the Hall of Fame game. And the NFL, it's just full speed ahead. All right, we'll get to phone calls here. Let me see. Anything else? NBA still looking at a delayed start to the 2021 season. I think if you get games in, then I think you're going to have to look at maybe starting around Christmas. And look, I'm told a lot of things. I ask a lot of questions to a lot of people. And then you just sort of take in the information and you go, okay, does that sync up with what this guy is saying or this guy is saying? I've got some intel on the college football season that I'll have for you coming up a little bit later on what is being talked about right now with the conferences. And you know the conference that is in a lot of trouble. Pac-12 just with travel. And I'll give you some of my information that I got over the weekend about that. How I think they're going to come back and try to play if they're capable. And what's that going to mean to these conferences? I have that for you coming up. Nick in California leads us off this second hour. Hey, Nick, what do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan, 6'1", 155. I want to offer some perspective from someone who's 23 years old about The Last Dance. Okay. It's wonderful. I love being reminded about Michael. My family's from Chicago, so I grew up on Chicago, Michael Jordan legend. But I think the Last Dance, for someone my age, it just reminds you of how different the sport was and how different it is now. And we're tired of the debate between Michael and LeBron. You know, we just want to hear Michael was the best then, LeBron can be the best now, and then whoever's next. And I don't think that we really want to engage in the debate. We're kind of tired. It's a different sport almost, how physical it was then to the way it is now.
Yeah, I think those are fair points, Nick. Thank you. But we do love to argue. I mean, when you think about sports, it's about a barroom argument there. When you're sitting down with your boys and you have an opinion, somebody else has an opinion. Then you try to prove right from wrong. We've been doing this. I don't see a comparison with Michael. The closest comparison is Kobe Bryant. We don't allow Kobe into that conversation. We want LeBron in the conversation because LeBron is now. LeBron, for some reason, is polarizing, and Michael can do no wrong. When you're the first man on the moon, Buzz Aldrin is Buzz. Man, it's nice. Hey, Buzz had a nice career as an astronaut. That's Neil Armstrong. I don't care who it is. You're going to be another man on the moon. I mean, Mike invented the concept. Think of all of that. He invented the concept. Now, you can say LeBron has built his legacy, his brand off of Michael Jordan. Kobe did the same. They all do. And that's why it'll be hard to supplant Michael Jordan as the greatest of all time. I have said this before. I'm guilty of it. I try not to get involved into the conversation or the debate because LeBron is so different from Michael. I'm sure that he aspired to be great like Mike. Wear number 23. He's not Michael Jordan. Kobe was as close to Mike as we'll ever see. He patterned himself. The tongue out, the same side, like everything. He went at Mike. He wanted to learn from Mike. He didn't want to be like Mike. He wanted to be better than Mike. But his perspective was so mature last night where he said, look, you can't compare me to him. He made me. He made me who I am. And I do think that Michael, it's not a coincidence, when LeBron won his title with the Cleveland Cavaliers and Michael decided on that day they were going to do this documentary. That's the competitor, Michael Jordan. They've been asking for years why all of a sudden Michael goes, yeah, this is the year. No, this was the year. This was the moment. All of a sudden, LeBron is starting to move up. And that, I think Michael was saying, there's a whole new generation that's probably going to go, you know, LeBron was great. He's as good as Michael Jordan, my opinion. You know, you're a college kid, and this is what you grew up on. Everybody else, they saw Michael. They saw the finished product. They saw it from start to finish. They saw the jumper to beat Georgetown. They saw it all the way to the Wizards. LeBron, we don't know. If he won this title with the Lakers this year, then all of a sudden, you're getting into a conversation of what is the greatest? How do you define the greatest? I still give guys a whole lot of credit if you make it to the NBA Finals. I don't blame you if you lose. I give you credit. Jerry West is one of my idols. Nobody lost more in the finals than Jerry did, but you can't tell me I'm going to hold that against Jerry West. One year, he averaged over 40 a game in the NBA Finals. They lost. But he was there. It's like Brady was there. Oh, you know, he lost. Yeah, he did. LeBron lost. He got there. You can't win if you don't get there. Mike went to 6. Absolutely. 6-0. Spectacular. If Mike was 6-3, would we call him the greatest player of all time? And the answer is probably not. But I would look at it and go, he went to 9. What if you go 9-9, but you went 5-4? Nah, not the greatest of all time. Or you went 4-0. I would go, I look at Montana and Brady. Joe went to 4, was spectacular in 4, didn't throw an interception in any of those Super Bowls. He won all 4. Brady's gone to what? 8 Super Bowls? I've lost track. You know you're damn good if I've lost, I've lost track of how many. Yes, Todd.
You consider Elway like the best quarterback. He lost 3 of 5 Super Bowls. He got there 5 times, but under 500 in his 5 wins.
I just think Elway was ahead of his time. I think he was the greatest quarterback I ever saw. Now, not results-wise, but if Elway went 2-0 and didn't go to the other ones when he lost 3, I look at he took those teams. They lost. They got blown out. That doesn't mean he wasn't great. And what Brady was able to do, to go to those, and LeBron to go to the NBA Finals, it's held against him. Oh, Mike would never lose. I'd like to see Michael with that Cavaliers team that faced the San Antonio Spurs. That would shut some people up, because look at that Cavaliers team. That team went to the finals against the Spurs. A Spurs team that had, what, 4 Hall of Famers on it? A Hall of Fame coach? Please. We pick and choose with that. You know, there are a couple of things that stood out, and I wanted to bring one thing here. This is Michael Jordan last night talking about why Isaiah Thomas was not a good fit for the dream team.
I respect Isaiah Thomas's talent. To me, the best point guard of all time is Magic Johnson, and right behind him is Isaiah Thomas. No matter how much I hate him, yeah, I respect his game. Now, it was insinuated that I was asking about him, but I never threw his name in there. Dream team, based on the environment and the camaraderie that happened on that team, it was best harmony. Would Isaiah made a different feeling on that team? Yes.
See, that's the honest part here. Isaiah was going to be a buzzkill. Mike wanted to have fun. The gold medal was never in doubt. Mike wanted to have fun. He wanted to go play golf every single day. He wanted to play cards. He wanted to be around his guys, be around his boys. Yes, he.
It is funny that he's just like, yeah, I didn't like him. Nobody else did either.
I love it.
Larry didn't like him. Magic didn't like him. It's like everybody had a problem with him.
They didn't. I mean, that's the honest truth. They did not like Isaiah Thomas. And John Stockton was going to just go with the flow. They didn't need another. They didn't need John Stockton. They didn't need Isaiah. I could have played for the dream team. They still would have won the gold medal. This is about... All right, Leitner is going to be the guy who does our dirty work. He's going to pick up the bags. We're going to treat him like a rookie. He's a college kid. We're going to rough him up a little bit here. We're going to haze him a little bit. Stockton, hey, you know what? John will be out there, run the offense. We'll be good. Got a guy who loves to pass the ball. Be good. Chuck, he'll have fun, have some quotes. Larry, it'll be great. You know, he and Patrick Ewing developing this friendship. Larry can't play that much. You know, Mully deserves a chance here. Mike doesn't like Clyde Drexler, but, I mean, Mike was brutal to Clyde Drexler. So much so, the story I was told is, I'll take a break here. We'll come back here. I'm getting all fired up here. I don't know why.
You're going to slap the floor in a second.
I did almost slap the floor with one hand there. All right, we'll come back. Tim Kalashaw on the Cowboys bringing in Andy Dalton. Deal or no deal? Big deal, little deal. 20 after the hour, this is The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We love it when we see an athlete reach their full potential and perform at the highest level. You should expect no less when it comes to your car's engine. Using lower grade fuel can leave deposits in your engine that can build up over time and stop it from running at peak level. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus. Premium gasoline, it removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors, while also protecting against future buildup in one of the most critical parts of the engine, the fuel injector. This frees up the flow of fuel so you'll get optimal burn for peak performance and a rejuvenated, cleaner engine. You're giving your car the best conditions to stand up to whatever that day-to-day drive is going to be like. And come through like a champ. So help your car reach its fuel potential with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus. Download the Shell app today. Fuel up at Shell.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Just got this statement from the Miami Dolphins. Don Shula was the patriarch of the Miami Dolphins for 50 years. He brought the winning edge to our franchise. But the Dolphins in the city of Miami, in the national sports scene, our deepest thoughts and prayers go out to Marianne, along with his children, Dave, Donna, Sharon, Ann, and Mike. Don Shula has passed away at the age of 90. Had the opportunity to play golf with Coach after he retired. This was probably 15 years ago. And he lived off the first tee at Indian Creek Country Club outside of Miami. And it was just fun to see him out of the element. When he coached, he had that look on his face like he was right off of Mount Rushmore. And he was funny and self-deprecating and inquisitive. And it was just, you got to see a coach outside of that coaching world. And it was always one of those moments I cherished because I had such respect for him. He was so tough, but in that moment playing golf with him, and you know, he said, "I'm not very good." He goes, "I was really good at coaching, and I'm not very good at golf." I said, "Coach, I'm not good at either." All right, so Coach Shula passing away at the age of 90. I'll tell you my Clyde Drexler story with Michael Jordan coming up here in a moment. Want to make way for the popular Tim Kalishaw, Dallas Morning News columnist, ESPN Around the Horn contributor, and Tim, kind enough to join us. Tim, let me start with the elephant in the room, or the red elephant in the room, with Andy Dalton. Give me the strategy behind this of bringing in Andrew Dalton as a Cowboys backup.
Why has he got to be the red elephant? Why do you have to go there? I think the strategy is fairly simple. They've done this sometimes, bringing in a veteran quarterback. They haven't done it a lot. So that's what has people thinking, oh, what's this about? They've been very lucky. Dak Prescott started 64 games. He's really never come out of a game while it was on the line. His backup the last 2 years, Cooper Rush threw three passes in two seasons. And here's Andy Dalton floating around, and he's inexpensive. And so I really think it's injury protection. Now everybody kind of jumps the gun and says, well, what if Dak, you know, doesn't come to camp or something? I don't think there's a single worry about that, honestly. He's going to make $31 million if he doesn't get a long-term deal. So I really think it's just they've done a better job getting backups at a lot of spots, and here's another one.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was, you know, a shot at Dak Prescott or, you know, changes the leverage here. To me, I just said, you know what, it's a smart move to bring him in. He's right from the Dallas area. Doesn't have to uproot his family. And given the fact that you're not going to be able to meet in person, you know, he doesn't have to worry about any of those things with the coronavirus. I just thought, okay, maybe this is something good or something. Guys have to have the mindset of wanting to be a backup quarterback, though, Tim. I think Cam Newton, to me, is not a backup quarterback because he won't allow himself to do that. Andy Dalton is probably saying, what do I need to do? All right, I'll be a backup quarterback. And I think that's why he got in this position here.
I think Andy Dalton's made about $80 million with his time in Cincinnati. You know, he went to the playoffs four times, never won a game, but he got the Bengals in the playoffs four times. That's something. And he may think of himself as, I can still start for somebody, but I'm okay now at whatever he is, 32, I think.
Yeah.
You know, being a backup this year. And, you know, if we have anything approaching a normal season, he'll play in preseason games. People will have tape on him. They'll see him surrounded by good offensive talent, including the line, running backs, everything, and see what he looks like. So I think, plus, you know, the fact he has a house here. I mean, who doesn't want to come to Dallas, Danny? Let's not mix words.
I'll go to Austin. All right. I'll leave you
in
Dallas.
That's not a bad pick. And we already have a Dan Patrick in Austin.
Oh, so, yeah, I know. But, yeah. You know what? I'm going to stay out of Texas there because he's enough Dan Patrick to go around for an entire state. How's his playing locally that Andy Dalton's in town?
Well, I think locally there is at least a mindset. Oh, there's the leverage. And there are some, you know, because I'll say this, in Dallas, fans historically are never on the player's side when there's a contract situation, maybe on Emmett's side. That would be about the only time after they'd won a Super Bowl. But yet, generally, this is a city where they side with the teams, and now they just see Dak, oh, he must be greedy. He won't sign a long-term deal. So there is a certain, you know, percentage of fans that want to say, okay, Andy Dalton's going to compete with him anyway. I don't think they're bringing him in here to compete with Dak Prescott. I think they're fine playing him if something happens to Dak. But I think mostly most people realize, hey, it's just a good move to cover your backside in case something, you know, there's no guarantee Dak is going to play every game forever.
I was curious with the C.D. Lamb draft pick because you don't need C.D. Lamb. He's a nice luxury to have. Because you already were a team that outscored the opposition by over 100 points. You had a good passing attack here. How surprised were you that C.D. Lamb was tops on their list?
Well, given that I did a mock draft on Golic and Wingo, they got to me at 17, and I picked C.D. Lamb that Monday. And I kind of jokingly said, I think it's great to – thank you. I think it's great not only to add a good player, but you keep him from becoming a Philadelphia Eagle four picks later. That might be some motivation too. I didn't think it would happen. I thought they would take Chase on from LSU. But I don't – if you think he's a receiver who's going to be really good and these other defensive players are like you're thinking, okay, they might be pretty good. This guy is going to be good. Why not have three of them? There are things with Cooper's contract – they could be done with him in 2 years if they wanted to be. So I think they just said, look, let's just load up. Let's go for 30 points a game and see who can stop us.
Yeah, it feels like, hey, let's be the Kansas City Chiefs of the NFC. We saw this with the greatest show on turf. Teams started to try to emulate the Rams. It's really hard to do it. But it seems like that's what Jerry probably said. Hey, why not just add another guy to our 4x100 relay team and let's see if we can do what Kansas City does.
And so I don't blame him for that. I mean, I think everybody thinks he's going to be a talented receiver in this league, whether he's the best receiver in a couple of years or not. I mean, I don't think people realize Michael Gallup last half of last year had 650 yards. He was playing like a 1,300 yard receiver. So they have a lot of weapons. Let's see what they can do with them.
He's Tim Kalishaw, Dallas Morning News columnist around the Horn Star, joining us on the program. The NFL is going to release that schedule, looks like, as scheduled this weekend. How surprised are you?
A little surprised, although I think it just goes in line with other things they've done in terms of we need to go ahead, and if we have to change things later, we'll change them. But for now, let's have free agency, let's have a draft, and let's go ahead. People get unnaturally excited about the NFL schedule, and they love it. So let's give them one more thing we can give them. We don't know if it's going to happen. We have no clue if fans are going to be at any of these games. But for now, this is the plan, and we'll adjust later. I don't think there's harm in it. I think most people recognize the NFL has no guarantees that this is going to come off, but everybody can be a little optimistic, I guess.
Did you cross paths with the Bulls in the 90s? What do you think of this documentary?
You know, I think the documentary is very good. I didn't. I was a Cowboys beat writer the first half and the Stars beat writer the second half. And I became a columnist in the summer of 98. And that's The Last Dance. So actually, it was about 2 weeks after that ended. Obviously, I watched him a million times. Rodman came to town later. Oh, he was briefly a maverick. But no, I mean, there's a lot of fast.
He's always a maverick, Tim.
Yes.
He's always going to be a maverick. But did they do a documentary, a true documentary, on the Cowboys of the 90s?
You know, that's a good point. I mean, there's been different things, nothing this exhaustive, nothing with behind-the-scenes footage, which would be very dangerous with the Cowboys of the 90s.
Boy, but how good would that be with those personalities, with those egos, if you had that? Wow.
Just with number 88, it'd be pretty good.
If there's footage, that it could be incriminating. Well, statute of limitations there.
We saw some of that footage on the news on Sunday nights a lot of times back then.
But just this whole friction between coach and owner.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bulls had the owner and GM on the same page, but they didn't have the coach and the owner on the same page. You had that with Dallas where Jerry and Jimmy didn't get along.
Well, think about this. The Bulls had two Jerrys.
No.
Owner and GM. Cowboys had one in those same jobs, and he couldn't get along ultimately, very quickly, with the coach. So there were some parallels. I mean, success is hard, as you know well, Danny.
I just make it look easy, Timmy. But I think if you start to look at you know, the Warriors are interesting if you did one of these with Durant involved in it and Draymond Green. Other than that, they're not an interesting team. They play in interesting style.
Right.
I started to think about if you were going to do this in other sports, like what would be the one team in the modern era where you go, now that would be fun.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you're right. The Warriors off the court would be, and I don't think the Patriots – I don't know if there would be enough infighting. Certainly seems like there wasn't, at least until the end. So maybe if you could get some of that, it's hard. You really do have to go back to the Cowboys in the 90s and say, hey, this was a great team, but off the field, look at what the hell happened. Who else would ever have had win back-to-back Super Bowls and then the coach is out?
I know.
That would never happen anywhere else.
And then Barry Switzer gets credit for –
Yes, for the third
one. Like John Gruden gets credit for Tony Dungy's Super Bowl in Tampa.
But John Gruden beat his own team, so that was kind of that's very confusing.
Well, that one. Well, he knew all. They didn't change the audibles there. I love that Rich Gannon, like John, knew every call that they were making there.
That helped.
Well, you know what? Shaq and Kobe, the Lakers would have been. That would have been interesting.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that would have been some. But it was really those two, and then Phil's job of sort of being lifeguard in the deep end.
Yeah. You're right.
And then Jeannie Buss and his relationship with Jeannie Buss, and you could get something out of there.
You got something.
What do you got planned today?
Well, once this is over, not a lot, Dan. I am going to write a column. That's not true. I'll do 3 hours of local radio. We will talk Andy Dalton.
Why do you have a collared shirt on?
You know, I like to dress for breakfast around here, Dan. It's
do you have pants on?
You know, John McEnroe appreciates it when I get dressed up. So,
do you have pants on?
I have pajamas.
I'll give you $100. I'll give you $100 if you stand up.
$100. Well, there you go.
There you go. Yeah, those are your pajamas.
The nice flannel look.
Look hot. You look hot. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hey, let's do this again. I mean, I'm around here for you if you need.
You know, I'm here.
I know.
And I put up a light for you. I don't know if you can tell.
Oh, is that what that is?
I set up the ESPN light. See, if I lean this way, there's a.
Oh, I see it. I see the reflection there.
I did a little work to get this stage set up.
No. Hey, you look. You makes you look really good. Your eyes are popping.
Everything's popping.
Yeah, they are. Well, good luck today. Thank you, Tim. He just turned off his light there. Thank you, Tim. Let me get a couple of phone calls in here. We'll take a break. Jeff in St. Louis. Jeff, thanks for holding. What do you have for me today?
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Jeff.
Can I give you my best and worst of the weekend?
All right.
My best, I'm going to have to go with William Byron on that virtual NASCAR, winning 3 out of the first 4 races. He's only 22.
Yeah.
And your opinion on how they're going to manage to put 7 races starting May 17th on NASCAR Live and 10 races?
Oh, that's just, they're going to go, everybody flies private and they're not going to have fans there. I mean, it's not in my wheelhouse to know what NASCAR is doing here, but you're just not going to have fans in the stands. Yeah, Carl in Arizona. Hey, Carl.
Hey, Dan. A very good morning to you and all the crew. A best and better of the weekend. Best.
Okay.
Very impressed with how the documentary, The Last Dance, incorporated the up-and-coming Tony Kukoc into that. I think a lot of people were looking at the Dream Team, and you'd say, oh, cool, they ran Angola by 70. That's the usual broken record narrative to play out. They didn't go that route. They brought up Tony Kukoc coming from a war-torn Yugoslavia, and I thought that was a very nice touch to it. The better of all this is I was 7 growing up in Chicago, and I remember that interview with Ahmad Rashad with Jordan wearing the shades.
Oh, so bad.
I couldn't grasp it. You see, I couldn't grasp it. I'm 34 now. I rewatched it, and I urge a lot of people to rewatch it because it was a very transparent, tired, and vulnerable Jordan. Lastly, I just want to know this for the poll question, McLovin. Over under 12 installments of The Master of the Midway when Aaron Rodgers eventually goes to Chicago. When they do that documentary, that's going to be over under 12 installments.
Thank you, Carl. I don't need to have, be deluged with documentaries here.
Everyone's got one.
Yeah, I got one now.
The Chicago Bears Vince Evans story, Dan. Yeah. I've been pushing for that for the years.
Yeah. The Quincy Carter documentary with the Dallas Cowboys. We'll give you our best and worst of the week, and I'll give you this Clyde Drexler Dream Team story with Michael. More phone calls as well. Will Ferrell will join us coming up. Final hour of the program. We'll take a break. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We love it when we see an athlete reach their full potential and perform at the highest level. You should expect no less when it comes to your car's engine. Using lower grade fuel can leave deposits in your engine that can build up over time and stop it from running at peak level. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus. Premium gasoline, it removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors, while also protecting against future buildup in one of the most critical parts of the engine, the fuel injector. This frees up the flow of fuel so you'll get optimal burn for peak performance and a rejuvenated, cleaner engine. You're giving your car the best conditions to stand up to whatever that day-to-day drive is going to be like and come through like a champ. So help your car reach its fuel potential with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus. Download the Shell app today. Fuel up at Shell.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Once again, Don Shula's passed away at the age of 90. He has 328 career wins. And to put that into perspective, at least try to, Bill Belichick is third on the list with 273 wins. So he's got to coach at least five more seasons, averaging 11 wins per year in order to tie Don Shula. But Don Shula, one of the great coaches, legendary coaches, passing away at the age of 90. I've been teasing this Clyde Drexler story. I don't know if it's good enough to keep teasing it, but I'll give it to you.
Our Portland affiliate is just on pins and needles.
Yeah, okay. Now, this comes from a reliable source here that when Clyde Drexler was on the Dream Team with Michael Jordan, and Jordan just was relentless. He was brutal to Clyde Drexler because Clyde Drexler was being told that he was better than Michael Jordan at the time. And, of course, you had the NBA Finals when, you know, Michael hit those six threes. That was in Game 1 of the 92 Finals. And he did that in the first half. You know, he never made more than 4 3-pointers in a playoff game after that. So he had 6 in the first quarter because he wanted to say to Clyde Drexler, oh, you think you're better than me or as good as me? So he sends him a nice little message. So that you then have the Dream Team. Drexler, from what I'm told, shows up at practice one day with 2 left shoes. And Jordan and Barkley, they were all over him. He said, hey, I was getting dressed in the dark, and he showed up with 2 left shoes. And Jordan was just brutal on him. And then Clyde had to borrow one of Larry Bird's shoes because he had 2 left shoes. And plus, they refused to let him off the hook. They just, Mike was brutal to him. He really was. I was wondering about this, too. You know, we talk about how, you know, Michael with what he did, and he went 6-0. And I always come back to say, look, LeBron got there. And, you know, the cast of characters, he took that first team that lost to the Spurs. If I took Michael's team that he had when he first got there in Cleveland or in Chicago, he'd not get into the NBA Finals. LeBron got to the NBA Finals with that team that didn't have anywhere near another star on it. And it's one of the more amazing things that LeBron did. I know he went to the Heat to get a couple of titles, came back to Cleveland. He had Kyrie, had a better team, better all-around team. But if you look back, that team that he took to the NBA Finals that lost to the Spurs, and that Spurs team was loaded. LeBron had no chance there. So I don't hold it against him. Every time you lose a championship, I don't say, oh, that's a negative. It should be a positive. Used to be when you lost the Super Bowl, when the Broncos would get blown out, they weren't the second best team in the NFL. It felt like they went to the bottom of the list, like, oh, God, you guys got blown out by Washington. They got there. The Buffalo Bills went to 4 straight. Now, could they have prepared better? Maybe been more professional? Yeah. But they went to 4 consecutive Super Bowls, which will never happen again. Now, they lost. But that's a negative. Everything about that is a negative. And it shouldn't be. Let me see. Jeff in Detroit's back with us. Good morning, Jeff.
What's going on, Dan? What up, though? One time for chat, bro. As I'm sitting here thinking of what my worst is, it's actually you, sir. You had me thinking that I was going to be able to not watch that Jordan documentary and just put it out of my mind and say no. But after your awesome interviewing skills and the way that you broke it down with Dude earlier, I guess I got to watch it now. I really do, man. I hate that I got to, but that was a really good interview, Dan. Seriously.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the phone call. You may not like it as a Pistons fan, but it is fascinating. It really is. And Jason Hare was great. That interview was great. If you miss that or any of the interviews, go to Dan Patrick Show app. But just giving you stuff behind the scenes. The fact that John Stockton, and John Stockton was difficult to have. He would never sit down and do an interview. And it took us years to have him on this show. Now, I did get to interview him that NBA Finals in Utah. He would not do an interview with NBC. He would not do an interview with Jim Gray. He did not want to talk. All he wanted to do was play. And the PR person from the Utah Jazz, who was great with me, and he said, look, John says he'll do an interview with you. I'm on SportsCenter. NBC's carrying the NBA Finals. And John did an interview. And we got done with that interview. NBC got wind of it. And next thing I know, Jim Gray's saying, hey, he's got to sit down with me. And John said, nope, not doing it. He would pick and choose. And the fact that he said to the director, I'm not going to be part of a puff piece on Michael Jordan. I love that. I applaud John Stockton for saying that. I'm not going to be a part of a puff piece here. Not exactly a puff piece, but Stockton's like, no, this is not what I do now, is sit around and tell people how great Michael Jordan was. That's good stuff, though. Let me see. How about Greg in Illinois? Hey, Greg.
Hey, what up, DP?
Hey, bud.
Quick question for you, or possible final hour poll question. What do you think is more difficult, the rough style of play MJ faced or the microscope of social media that LeBron faces today? Thanks.
Oh, I think it still comes down to playing. You know, playing takes care of everything, it feels like. And if you play great, I mean, the reason why Michael became a worldwide brand was because his team won. Like, he was great. You know, and then you have this Nike brand there. Social media roughs up LeBron. But when he wins, you know, even then it's hard to rough him up. But, you know, Michael would have had problems with social media, but I think it would have inspired him. It would have made him even tougher, meaner, hungrier. More phone calls coming up, our best and worst, and Will Ferrell stops by.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And, not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.